sneak into the window. I'm still in this all-night cafe. Walk into a fro beneath the moon, where the trucks are rolling slow. Sit on this bank of sand and watch the river flow. Wish I was back in the city, in my true love's arms. She likes older men, they can't resist her charms. Broad wings and I can fly, I know where I will go. Right now I sit right here, watch the river flow. People disappearing everywhere you look. Don't know where to draw the line. Only yesterday I seen somebody who was really in a bind. This old river keep a rolling though, where it stopped and where the wind might blow. I sit right here and watch the river flow. Disappearing everywhere you look. Never stop and wonder why. Only yesterday I seen somebody to save me cry. This old river keep a rolling low, where it stop and where the wind might blow. I'll sit right here and watch the river flow.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Stranger Waves. You just heard Watching the River Flow by Bob Dylan off of his 2023 record, Shadow Kingdom. Was lucky enough to see him in concert last night. It's really a pretty incredible show, and we're going to get into it later in the hour, but got some Dylan tracks front-loaded at the start of the show, and then going to go into some more kind of like acoustic, country, folk type stuff. So yeah, nothing out of the ordinary for us, but should be fun nonetheless. Got one of my favorite Dylan songs covered by my favorite band, of course. This is When I Pay My Masterpiece, performed by the Grateful Dead on October 11th, 1989. Some good Brent era stuff. And yeah, hope you enjoy. Got a fun show today, so stick around.
Of Rome, filled with rubble, ancient footprints are everywhere. Well, you could almost think that you're seeing double on a cold, dark night on the Spanish stairs. Gotta hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date with Botticelli's niece. She promised with me. When I paint my masterpiece, inside the Colosseum, dodging lights and wasting time. World's mighty kings, but the jungle lock and heart is down to see them.
I have hit my masterpiece, October 11th, 1989. Grateful Dead, good stuff. Last night, saw Bob Dylan at the Orpheum, which, by the way, is in, like, horrible shape. And apparently this is just kind of a running joke that they, like, add on some kind of fee to the tickets there for, like, the restoration fee, and that just, like, nothing ever gets done. Like, in the section that we were sitting in, there was, like, sections of the ceiling missing and stuff. Don't really know what that's about. Maybe some kind of commitment to keeping like a similar, I guess, like environment to how it always was. I don't know. Wang Theater blows it out of the water, personally, in my opinion. But still, cool venue nonetheless. And the show last night was absolutely incredible. So for those of you who don't know, Bob Dylan is on a 3-year-long world tour for his 2020 record called Rough and Rowdy Ways, which was his first like album full of original material in a pretty long time. And it's really good. I hadn't listened to it in full until somewhat recently when I realized I was actually going to be able to see him. And considering that the show was largely material from that record, I felt like, you know, I should get a little familiar with it. But I actually really like it. I mean, it's, you know, tough to compare records from him because I think they all kind of do different things pretty well. But this one in particular is very bluesy, folksy, kind of, you could say a return to form for him. But some really interesting songs on there, largely about, you know, kind of getting old, realizing he's sort of towards the end type of material. And I think the set list last night really reflected kind of that theme, thinking about, I guess, kind of like, you know, thinking about his place in the world and the impact that he's left on people and stuff like that. So like I said, the set list was a bulk material from Rough and Rowdy Ways. I have a song. I'll play that now. Have a song from Rough and Rowdy Ways up next. One of my favorites from the record and probably my favorite of the performances last night, at least from that album. But so it was Rough and Rowdy Ways songs, and then you had sprinkled in there a few classics. He played When I Paint My Masterpiece, Watching the River Flow, which I played earlier, You Go Your Way and I Go Mine, stuff like that. And then one cover. And that cover is, I'm going to talk about that after I play this song. But he's been doing a lot of Grateful Dead songs this tour. Did not hear one last night. Played something different. And I was originally a little disappointed, I think for pretty obvious reasons. But as I was leaving the theater, and once I actually figured out what the song was, because admittedly, a little hard to, you know, kind of guess a song, and especially because I wasn't even familiar with it until afterwards, was very happy with the choice that he picked. And I think that it fits really well for kind of the general theme and feeling of this tour. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But up next, we have Goodbye Jimmy Reed from Rough and Rowdy Ways by Bob Dylan. Enjoy.
I live on a street named after a saint. Women in the churches wear powder and paint. Where the Jews and the Catholics and the Muslims all pray. I can tell a prodding from a mile away. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed indeed. Give me that old time religion. It's just what I need. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell the real story. Tell it in that straightforward puritanical tone. In the mystic hours where the persons alone. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Godspeed. Thump on the Bible. I proclaim a creed. You won't amount to much, the people all said, 'cause I didn't play guitar. Never pandered, never acted proud, never took off my shoes, threw them into the crowd. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed, goodbye and good night. Put a jewel in your crowd and I'll put out the light. Everything at me, everything in the book. I had nothing to fight with but a butcher's hook. They had no pity, they never lent a hand. I can't see sing a song that I don't understand. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye, good luck. I can't play the record cause my needle got stuck. Transparent woman in a transparent dress suits you well, I must confess. I break open your grapes, I suck out the juice. I need you, but my head needs a noose. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed. Goodbye and so long. I thought I could resist her, but I was so wrong. What brings you here? Oh, nothing much. I'm just looking for the man. Came to see where he's lying in his lost land. Goodbye, Jimmy Reed, and everything within you. Can't you hear me calling from down in Virginia?
Goodbye, Jimmy Reed, Rough and Rowdy Ways, Bob Dylan. So, a couple of interesting details about the show last night. First time I've ever been to something like this. They confiscated, or not confiscated, that you had to, when you basically checked in, you scanned your ticket, somebody wrote on a little, you know, slip where your seat was, and then you dropped your phone into a magnetically sealed pouch, and then carried that pouch with you the rest of the night. So all that's to say, no phones. This is the first show I've ever been to where I didn't see a single cell phone for the entire duration of, you know, stepping into the theater and watching the show and everything. It was really cool, super unique, and I think it totally changed like the energy in the theater and kind of the vibes around the show, I guess. People were, and I guess it's going to sound kind of corny, but people were, you know, actually talking to each other, not just sitting on their phones. It was nice to not have a phone up in my face of somebody recording an entire song. I can't stand that. Like, take your little video, take a couple photos. You don't need to record the whole song. You can find it somewhere else. So that was really nice. It was also kind of cool to, like, not be super conscious of the time. And so it made it, like, the lead up to the performance feel kind of like grand. I don't really know how else to describe it. It was really cool, and I was originally kind of iffy on the idea, but I'm not opposed to other artists employing a similar technique, because I think it really forced people to focus on the performance and kind of give the respect to the band that was earned. So yeah, that was really cool. The actual musicianship was like was amazing. His backing band was super, super good. The drummer in particular was amazing. Bass player was great. They had a pedal steel guitar player up there, which was fun. And Bob himself was on a little like baby grand piano playing the whole time. And his style of piano playing was pretty unique. But to the cover, because this is like basically online, I'm basically learning now after having seen this show that there is a huge community of like super hardcore Bob Dylan live fans that I wasn't really aware of before this show. I'm obviously used to it with like the Dead and Fish and stuff, but the Bob Dylan heads are out in full force, and a lot of really interesting like websites and forums kind of discussing it. Feels very old school internet, and I kind of appreciate that in today's day and age. But the cover, so everybody was discussing, oh, what's the cover going to be? Because he's been doing either Grateful Dead songs or a cover that's like significant regionally. So like an artist from the city that he's playing in, or a song that discusses the city that he's playing in. So there was a lot of discussion about what he was going to do for Boston. I was really hoping for a Grateful Dead song, of course, but that didn't end up working out. What he ended up picking was a song called Footlights by Merle Haggard. And I had never heard the song before last night. Kind of shockingly, because I really like Merle Haggard's music, but apparently it was like a one-off single and it just kind of exists on this like compilation that was released in the late 90s. But it's been covered by Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, like a bunch of other people have, you know, done their version of the song. And tonally, I don't think Bob Dylan could have picked a better song for the cover for the show. I'll play it. I'll let the song speak for itself. But I think that kind of considering what he's trying to say with this tour and the album and the set list, I think this song fits in really pretty perfectly. And it was also the first time he's ever played it live. So I think that's pretty cool because the odds of seeing a debut by Bob Dylan, I feel like, are pretty slim. So, yeah, here's Footlights by Merle Haggard. And I hope you guys enjoy this song as much as I do, because I think it's, I really think it's a gem, and I'm very happy that he chose to play it last night. Enjoy.
I live the kind of life that most men only dream of. I make my living writing songs and singing them. But I'm 41 years old and I ain't got no place to go when it's over. I'll hide my age and make the stage and try to kick the footlights out again. I throw my old guitar across the stage and then my bass man takes the ball. And the crowd goes nearly wild to see my guitar nearly fall. After 20 years of picking, we're still alive and kicking down the wall. Tonight I'll kick the footlights out and walk away without a curtain call. Tonight I'll kick the footlights out again and try to hide the mood I'm really in and put on my old Instomatic grin. Tonight I'll kick the footlights out again. Kind of life that most men only dream of. I make my living writing songs and singing them. I'm 41 years old and I ain't got no place to go when it's over. So I'll hide my age and make the stage and try to kick the footlights out again.
Footlights, Merle Haggard. Good tune. Again, yeah, I everything I've said about Bob Dylan, I really don't think I can do that show justice. It felt similar to the first time that I saw Bob Weir, in the sense that it's like this artist that I've spent so much time with, and then finally, you know, getting to, I guess, share a concert with them was really special. And I think my reaction to Bob Dylan might have even been a little bit greater, because if there's any artist on the planet who rivals my love for the Dead, it would be him. And I feel incredibly lucky that I was able to see him. And all of this is to say that there's still a year left of this tour. If he's in your area, or if he's near your area and you have to take a little trip to go see him, go see him. He's still got it at 82 years old, and I think that this tour is really going to go down as one of his better ones in the grand scheme of things. So yeah, go see Bob Dylan. Great time, great music. I mean, he's evades description in a lot of ways. So yeah, gonna move on to a little bit of country music for a couple songs. Got some Waylon Jennings up next. Here's Let's All Help the Cowboys Sing the Blues. Enjoy.
Cowboys, they are ladies' men, all right. They love them up and talk them up all night. But they're lonely when there's nothing else to do. That's what makes the cowboys sing the blues. He does a little Shakespeare and he sings. He plays the mandolin and other things. He looks for love, beauty, and IQ. And that's what makes the cowboys sing the blues. Cowboys have to fall in love, get hurt and all that bit. Let their hearts hang out so they can write you all a hit. So ladies, if they ask, you don't refuse. Let's all help the cowboys sing the blues. Cowboys, they don't ever understand this thing between a woman and a man, until they find the one they always lose. That's what makes the cowboys sing the blues. A cowboy takes his lonely pen in hand, tries to make somebody understand. But she has ears to hear a different tune. And that's what makes the cowboys sing the blues. Cowboys have to fall in love, get hurt and all that bit. Let their hearts hang out so they can write you all a hit. So they ask, you don't refuse. Let's all help the cowboys sing the blues. Let's all help the cowboys sing the blues.
All right, Waylon Jennings. Good stuff. Got some Jerry Jeff Walker up next. And for those of you who are unfamiliar, Jerry Jeff Walker is a country artist originally from upstate New York. And you wouldn't have been able to guess that just by hearing the song I'm going to play next. Basically, he just like role plays being from Texas. And that's like his whole bit. And people down in Texas love him for it. And it's really funny every time I listen to some of his music, because it's just... You couldn't have convinced me like, had I not, you know, been able to look it up myself, you couldn't have convinced me this guy was from anywhere other than Texas. But he's not. Upstate New York. This is from a live record called Viva Terlingua, which was has a whole history behind it, but really, really, really good live country record from the early 70s. And here is my favorite song from it. It's called London Homesick Blues. And, well, yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Gotta put myself back in that place again. Well, when you're down on your luck and you ain't got a buck, in London you're a goner. Even London Bridge has fallen down and moved to Arizona. Now I know why. And I'll substantiate the rumor that the English sense of humor is drier than the Texas sand. You can put up your dukes, or you can bet your boots, but I'm leaving just as fast as I can. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendly women you ever seen. Well, it's cold over here, and I swear I wish they'd turn the heat on. And where in the world is that English girl promised I would meet on the third floor? And of the whole damn lot, the only friend I got is a smoke and a cheap guitar. My mind keeps roaming, my heart keeps longing to be home in a Texas bar. I wanna go home with the armadillo. Good country music from Amarillo and Abilene. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you ever seen. Decided that I'd get my cowboy hat and go down to Marble Arch Station. 'Cause when a Texan fancies, he'll take his chances. Chances will be taken, that's for sure. And them limey eyes, they were eyeing a prize. Some people call manly footwear. And they said you're from down south, and when you open your mouth, you always seem to put your foot there. The friendliest people and the prettiest women you ever.
made me feel
that
so
was
good.
Gary P. Nunn.
Busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
I know we went without Willie last week, but felt like I needed to bring him back. So thank you. You heard London Homesick Blues by Jerry Jeff Walker before that, and we're going to get into some Neil Young after this because, unfortunately, timing just worked out like this. The Last Waltz was brought back to theaters yesterday for one night only, so I missed it because I was actually at a Bob Dylan show, which I think is a pretty good excuse to miss something like that. But got me thinking, really love that movie and the music in it in particular. Don't have anything from the band today, but I do have something from an artist who was part of The Last Waltz. Got some Neil Young. This comes a time. From the record comes a time.
Comes a time when you're drifting. Comes a time when you settle down. Comes a light, feelings lifting. Lift that baby right up off the ground. You and I
Comes a Time, Neil Young. Speaking of The Last Waltz, his performance of Helpless in that movie is really, really great. We could have played that instead, but I don't know. I like the sound of Comes a Time with kind of the rest of the stuff we got going on here. So I went with that instead. You guys have been able to tell. Been listening to a lot of country music. Been going through a lot of the Highwaymen's individual catalogs recently as well. One of the members of that group is Kris Kristofferson, and I think he is by far the most underappreciated of those four. One of the great American songwriters. Really amazing stuff. A lot of songs you might not know were written by him. Here's one that a lot of people forget was written by Kris Kristofferson. This is Me and Bobby McGee, which is not a Janis Joplin song originally, if you can believe it. And I don't know if this is kind of a hot take, but I prefer this version of it to Janis's. I obviously love Janis Joplin, but something about this version really does it for me. So that's what we're going to be playing. It's Me and Bobby McGee off of the album titled Kristofferson. Full of great material.
Okay.
You should go check it out.
Three, four, one, two, three, four. Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, to everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I'd trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 da
la da 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 la da 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 la da 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 me and Bob Dylan.
All right, Kris Kristofferson, me and Bobby McGee. Great song, great album, really. People don't give this guy enough credit, I think. Go listen to Kristofferson. It's a great record. A lot of really good songs on there. Got some Townes Van Zandt up next, who I haven't played in a little bit. This is Loretta. Enjoy.
Oh, Loretta, she's my barroom girl. Wears them sevens on her sleeve. Dances like a diamond shines. Tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22. Her laughing eyes a hazel hue. Spends my money like waterfalls. Loves me like I want her to. Oh, Loretta, won't you say to me, darling, put your guitar on, have a little shot of booze, play a blue and wailing song. My guitar rings a melody, my guitar sings Loretta's fine, long and lazy, blonde and free, and I can have her anytime. Setting sun, she don't cry when I can't stay, at least not till she's all alone. Loretta, I won't be gone long. Keep your dancing slippers on, keep me on your mind a while. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Barroom girl wears them sevens on her sleeve, dances like a diamond shines, tells me lies I love to believe. Her age is always 22, her laughing eyes a hazel hue, spends my money like waterfalls, loves me like I want her to, loves me like I want her to, loves me like I want her to.
All right, Loretta, Townes Van Zandt from Flying Shoes. Great record, great artist. Horrifically underappreciated in his time. Still kind of is, generally, I think. Got one more song for y'all from Songs Ohia, Farewell Transmission. Great track. But if you're looking for something to do tonight and you're free, there's going to be a live stream on, I forget the site. There's going to be a live stream for James Casey. Who was the saxophonist who played with Trey Anastasio and a bunch of other jam bands, passed away tragically from cancer earlier this year. It's on Fans Live, 8:30 p.m., Brooklyn Bowl. It's going to be a good show. Trey's going to be playing, and money goes to a good cause, and in remembrance of a really talented artist who I was lucky enough to see one time. But that's all I got for you today. Be back next week. Here's a Farewell Transmission by Songs Ohia. Enjoy.
But not forever.
All right, this has been Harrison on Stranger Waves. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Trust Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week, same time.